Xaveris Yerushalmi, corresponding to Xaveris Babli, Daf
Zion.
We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Beis, 10 lines up from the foot of the page, Tani Amrav Yehuda. Tani Amrav Yehuda, Yehuda, Boreshoina Hayu Ma'amidim Oysan, Shnei Shushvinim Echad Mishal Kala Ve'echad Mishal Choson, Afar Pikein, Lehoyu Ma'amidim Oysan, Ela Beshas, and Suin. The Bais says that Rabbi Yehuda tells us that in the region of Yehuda, initially they used to set up two Shushvinim, which is close friends, one of the Kala and one of the Hasan, to guard against trickery, with a sheet used to check for the blood of the Basulim. Even so, they set them up only at the time of the Nesu'in. If they were secluded during the Erusin, they would not set up witnesses, but afterwards, then there was no time of Basulim. Over Galil, Lehayu Oysen Kain, in the Galil region, they did not do so. Yehuda, Bereshoina, Yemiachdim, Achasan, Ed, Salakala, Sha'a, Kadeshi, He, Levi, Gaspar, Over Galil, Lehayu Oysen Kain. In Yehuda, initially they used to seclude the Chasam with the Kala during the Erusin time so he would feel close and intimate with her. In Galil, they did not do so. But Yehuda, Bereshoina, Yehashushvinim, Mefashfishim, Bemokim, Achasan, Bemokim, Akala, Over Galil, Lehayu Oysen Kain. In Yehuda, initially, the Shushvinim would investigate in the place of the Chasan and the Kala, that there is no trickery with the dam, the blood of the Basulim. This is when they were not secluded during Erusin, so there is Tanis Basulim. In Galil, they didn't do so. The Yehuda, Rishona, Yehashushvinim, Yeshenim, Bemachim, Chasan, Bemachim, Kala, over Galil, the Hayurisin Cain. In Yehuda, initially, the Shushvinim would sleep in the place of the Chasan and in the place of the Kala. In Galil, they didn't do so. Anyone who did not do like this custom, he cannot claim Tanis Basulim. You should say Rav Yehuda Omer, Taman Taninan Kol Gefen Yesh Ba Yain Ushein Ba Yain Chukti. The Mishnah teaches from Rav Yehuda that every vine has wine. One that has no wine is Chukti, which is a euphemism here that every Basula has blood, but there are certain families in which they don't have. Rav Yehuda Boy Ma'ata Ein Tanis Basulim, Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, if so, there's no Tanis Basulim according to Rabbi Yehuda, because she can say that she's from such a family. And Rabbi Yossi, Kogama, Amma, she is Tanis Basulim, Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi, strengthening the question, says the one who says that there is Tanis Basulim is Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani, Amma, Rabbi Yehuda, 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 Ad Yishenim B'mokim Chosan B'mokim Kala Over Galil Yoisin Kain. That we see in the Baisa from Rabbi Yehuda that in Yehuda initially they used to set up two Shushvinim, one of the Kala, one of the Chosan. Even so, they set them up only at the time of Nesu'in, and the Galil didn't do so. And in Yehuda initially the Shushvinim would sleep in the place of the Chosan, in the place of the Kala, and the Galil didn't do so. Maika Doin, how can we answer for Rabbi Yehuda? Alel Lahavi Raya Shihi B'mishpachas Chukti. The answer is she must bring a proof that she is from a family of Chukti. Rav Yehuda said that the Baisa means that anyone who did not do like the custom of Yehuda, even in Galil, he cannot claim Tanis Basulim. Rav Yehuda asked, is the custom of Yehuda in Galil Torah testimony? Even their custom is no guarantee against trickery. Rather, one can claim if he did like the custom of Yehuda in Yehuda, or like the custom of Galil in Galil, even without setting up to Shushvinim. They gave him the tema, Eina Eidus Torah Loyamid. The Gemara says, since you say that it's not Torah testimony and there can be Tanis Basulim without it, he shouldn't set up the Shushvinim even in Yehuda. Ela Shula Yifritsu Benois Yisrael Bazima. Rather, it's lest the daughters of Yisrael be used and wanton in Znus. Since they know that the Shushvinim will investigate, it's hard to falsify matters as they fear to have relations before marriage. In Bishoshali, if it's the Benoit Yisrael Bezima, I feel a bit mad lo yehei neman. The Gemara asks, if it's only lest the Benoit Yisrael not get used to his nus, but it's not a solid testimony, even if he set up Shushvinim like the men of Yehuda, he should not be believed. Rav Yossi b'shem Rabilah, ein adam aso lahitzi, yotzi oisav lahitzi shem ma'alishtoi. Rav Yossi, quoting Rabilah, said, a man does not make expenditures for a wedding and defame his wife, accusing her of nus. If he decides that he does not desire her, he could have divorced her without making the suin and not pay a ksuba. This is a chazaka of human nature, and due to this, he is believed. In mishum shein adam aso lahitzi yotzi oisav lahitzi shem ma'alishtoi, afilo ein ma'amad yehi neman. Or the Gemara said, if it's because a man does not make expenditures and defame his wife, he should be believed, even if he did not set up Shushvinim. Amr Bilah, Mipnei, she say, Chashud Echad, Mipnei, Poetz Echad. Avila answered, it's due to one suspected man, meaning someone might do so, even though it's not common. It's due to one immoral person. Now, this is the custom. If one deviated, his chazaka is weakened.